FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, dopamine addicts. Welcome back to another episode of Dopamine Damage Control, your daily dose of reality with a side of motivation, where we tackle the things that keep you scrolling but not thriving. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, here to guide you through the tangled web of digital distractions and help you reclaim control over your attention, your focus, and ultimately, your life. Today, we're diving into a topic that feels like a universal struggle. Procrastination. Ever find yourself staring at a task, knowing it needs to be done, but feeling completely frozen? Like your brain has entered its own personal Netflix marathon of things I absolutely should not be doing. Yeah, me too. It's the ultimate dopamine thief, keeping us glued to instant gratification while important stuff gathers dust. But guess what? We're not helpless against this beast. We've got 5 key takeaways to help you break free from procrastination's clutches and finally get things done. First up, understand your why. What's the real motivation behind that task? Dig deep, is it tied to a bigger goal or dream? Connecting with your purpose will fuel your fire when laziness starts creeping in. Think about it. If you knew finishing that project would unlock the door to a promotion, wouldn't you be way more motivated to tackle it? Next, break down those daunting tasks into smaller, manageable chunks. Ever heard the phrase Rome wasn't built in a day? Well, neither was your masterpiece. Instead of looking at the mountain of work ahead, focus on conquering one small hill at a time. Celebrate each mini victory, it'll keep you feeling motivated and prevent that overwhelming feeling from setting in. Speaking of motivation, let's talk about rewards. We humans are wired for instant gratification, so why not play to our strengths? Set up a system where you reward yourself for completing those smaller tasks. Could be anything from a 5-minute scroll on Instagram to a delicious cup of coffee. Find what gets you going and use it wisely. Now let's talk environment. Your surroundings can make or break your productivity. Declutter your workspace, put your phone on Do Not Disturb, and find a space where you feel focused and inspired. Think about those genius moments you've had, were they in a cluttered room or a peaceful haven? You're more likely to be productive in an environment that supports your focus. Finally, practice self-compassion. We all slip up sometimes. Be kind to yourself when you find yourself procrastinating again. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Remember, progress over perfection is the name of the game. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who'd been putting off writing her college essay for weeks. She knows it's due soon, but the blank page feels like an insurmountable wall. Sarah, feeling overwhelmed, starts scrolling through social media, losing herself in endless cat videos and witty tweets. Sound familiar? But here's where things change. Sarah remembers a recent episode of Dopamine Damage Control about procrastination, specifically the importance of breaking down tasks and setting rewards. She decides to tackle her essay in 30-minute chunks, rewarding herself with a quick walk outside after each session. Suddenly, that daunting task feels manageable. She even finds herself enjoying the writing process when she focuses on one section at a time. So, let's recap. Understand your why, break tasks down into bite-sized chunks, reward yourself for progress, create an environment that supports focus, and practice self-compassion. Remember, you are capable of overcoming procrastination. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's your biggest procrastination struggle? Share your story in the comments below. Let's learn from each other and build a community of focused, productive warriors. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review if you found this episode helpful. Until next time, keep chasing those dopamine highs in a healthy way.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.